You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, and a good Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, this time tomorrow, we will be knee-deep into Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. And that is brought to you by Q39, of course. A story here from Channel 9. Jackson County Executive Frank White today vetoed an ordinance calling for his recall election in August. Mr. White, in a statement, called the measure unlawful, fiscally irresponsible, and in violation of state and federal election laws. And I quote here from Frank White. This ordinance is not just unlawful, but it's also fiscally reckless and a dangerous misuse of the democratic process. The Jackson County Legislature voted unanimously to pass the ordinance for the recall, put it on the ballot for August 26th. The Jackson County Legislature, according to the story from Channel 9, expected to vote on a possible override at a meeting tomorrow. And joining us on the KMZ Hotline is the Jackson County Legislative Chairman, Deron McGee. Mr. McGee, good afternoon, and welcome to Dana and Parks. Glad to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What can you tell us about this meeting tomorrow? Do you anticipate, you being the chairman of the legislature, do you anticipate there being an override vote, and do you anticipate that being unanimous?
Well, I don't ever anticipate, and I never say never, but I think that the override likely will happen, and I think that it will reflect the vote that we took just on 10 days ago, which was a 9-0 vote. The law is pretty clear from my perspective as chair of the legislature. It says that we shall have an election within 60 days. Yeah. And that's what my colleagues and I did. We moved very swiftly to ensure that that actually happened, that we followed the law, followed our own Jackson County Charter, which governs our own rules and laws for citizens in Jackson County, which is coordination with what we were advised with our own legal team, is that we had to get to follow the law to get this done within 60 days. And so I suspect that my colleagues and I will move to do that this morning. We called for a special meeting last week in anticipation of a potential veto. And so we'll meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the downtown courthouse at 10 a.m.
Chairman, from a procedural standpoint, how does this play out? Because we have business owners listening right now. We have homeowners, some of whom already lost their homes, some of whom are hanging on by a thread trying to keep them. We have senior citizens listening. Procedurally, how does this play out, and when might anyone in that group see relief, if at all?
Well, I will say this. I have tried to help provide relief through the legislative process. Not only will we be taking up the recall effort as an override, that's what most people probably have heard about and will be talking about. But there are two other ordinances that is not getting a lot of play that we'll be taking up tomorrow as well. I sponsored an ordinance that would extend the senior tax from the deadline of June 30th, which ended last week, to August 31st. So if you live in Jackson County and you're 62 and older, one of the things that we found is that we tried to give relief to seniors and say, hey, if you live in your home and you own your home, we want you to be able to stay in your home. And so we'll freeze your taxes as long as you own your home. And the deadline was June 30th. Well, what I found in my own district is that many of the folks who live in my own community, A, didn't know that the program existed, or B, didn't know a lot of information. That's because mainly the administration and the county executive have not really truly advertised the program itself. And so oftentimes you can have the greatest programs, but if you're not marketing it to the community and letting people know that that program exists, you have a lot of people who don't know, or they fall through the cracks. And so in order to make sure that we gave people and seniors in this community as much possible time to give them relief, as we know tax bills are coming out now, and with any last minute folks that need those that last minute help, to give them an extra 60 days, which we extended it out 2 more months. He vetoed that. And the other thing that I sponsored was so Jackson County could elect an assessor. And that would mean that you would be able to elect an assessor, have an elected assessor in November of this year, but you would not actually elect an actual person until August and November of 2028. So they would run with the sheriff and the prosecutor, and then in the future you'd be electing an assessor. The county executive vetoed his own recall, an elected assessor in Jackson County, and the senior tax, which I think are all problematic.
We're speaking with the chairman of the Jackson County Legislature, Deron McGee. Mr. McGee, in this Channel 9 story, Manny Abarca, who's a fellow legislator of yours, said regarding the veto today from Frank White that, quote, Frank White's political career is over, and went on to describe the county executive as, quote, flailing. Do you agree with both of those sentiments?
Well, I can't say that today on this call that the county executive's career is over. I think ultimately the people who will decide that are the voters of Jackson County when this recall election happens that we've set a date for. And I think that's the ultimate decider of if his career is over. The voters will decide that. That's not for me to say, or Legislator Barker to say. I think it's really for the voters of Jackson County to say, and they'll get their say. And that's what the veto override tomorrow will be about, is letting the voters have their say.
Do you believe that Frank White is flailing?
I don't know that he's failing.
No. Flailing.
Oh, I don't know that he's failing, but I will say this. I'm concerned by some of the press releases that are coming out of his office and the frequency in which they're coming out. I mean, I think this is a guy who's 75 years old. He's tired, and he doesn't seem to have a lot of empathy for the people who are hurting in this community, and that's more concerning to me right now. As you stated early on at the top of this call, you know, we have people in this community, seniors, young people, business owners who are hurting, and it doesn't seem that the county executive or his staff want to help find relief for many people in this community, because my goal is to help businesses thrive in this community, help homeowners stay in their homes, help seniors stay in their homes, help young people buy homes in Jackson County. And currently, right now, that is very difficult, and he's presenting a very tough obstacle for many folks in this community. And I think that it's 10 years of Frank White has proven to be a big, big obstacle for many residents in this county.
I think a lot of people are excited to vote in the recall effort. Does this veto delay that process in any way, or is your override or potential override going to continue the same timeline?
I think our override continues that same timeline, but I will say, I think what's more concerning, as I said earlier in my own press release, that this delay is an effort, it's a calculated effort by the county executive to delay an election. He had 10 days to veto this or send it back unsigned. He knew he was going to veto this. He took the full 10 days to run out the clock so the election board could not move forward with having the election and an attempt to delay this process, when he could have sent this back with a veto that same day or the next day, but he didn't. He waited 10 full days to delay this process even longer so the election board couldn't send out printed ballots to absentee voters, overseas ballots. All of that was delayed because he continued to try to delay this process. And I don't think it went unnoticed, not only by legislators, but by the voters.
Well, lastly, Mr. McGee, you said something a couple of answers ago that rang true with what we've said on this program. You know, we've talked about the assessment problem. I don't think there's any other way to describe it other than a problem. People have called into this show saying that their assessments have gone up 200%, 150%, 300%. And there just seems to be a lack of empathy from the very top, that being Frank White himself. It's almost as if he doesn't care that people are being priced out of their own homes.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, he and his department keep talking about equity and fairness, but the reality is that I often talk about this, Scott, and there was a lady that I met about 2 months ago. I was volunteering at a senior center in Kansas City to help seniors apply for the senior tax, because many people don't have computers, but we set up computers at the senior center to help people file the application online to file to make sure that she could qualify for the senior tax. And she told me the most heartbreaking story. She was a retired teacher from the Kansas, Missouri school district. So she'd worked 33 years in the school district. On top of that, her husband was a retired Ford Motor Company worker from Clay Como. And she was working part-time at Costco on Linwood just to pay her taxes. And wow. I think that's heartbreaking when you have seniors in this community who've worked all their life with decent jobs, like a pension from as a teacher, a pension from Ford Motor Company, and their taxes had increased so much that she's working part-time at Costco, not to go on vacation, not to do cruises with her grandkids. It's just to pay her taxes so she can stay in her home. And I think that, to me, is the most heartbreaking story for this community. And there are more people like that than not in this community trying to stay in their homes, trying to make ends meet. And that's what's more concerning to me. And that's why I filed the extension for the senior tax. That's why I filed to give people a right to have an elected assessor to hold your assessments more accountable in this county so you know what's going on in that process, and not just looking at a podcast that they now are putting out after the deadline for you to file your extension of how to do that. I mean, I think that's unconscionable to me.
What's gigantic waste of time, Chairman. And we talked about that in an earlier segment. That doesn't help anyone. The time has passed.
Oh, the deadline was Monday, and they put it out the next day.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Daron McGee, the chairman of the Jackson County Legislature, do appreciate your time, and thank you for taking time out this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Anytime, I'm always happy to come on and talk to you about what's going on in Jackson County. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. McGee. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.